Okay, so this week, Parshas Vayishlach, we have the story with Yaakov went back to get the Tachlis Tanim, and he got into a fight, we know, with Esav's Maloch. Right before he left, they gave him the bracha and everything, but at the end of the day, he got Yaakov. He knocked him on his Yerechai, and that's how we get to the last pasuk of the parsha, of that specific parsha, where it says, Al Kain, because Yaakov got hit al Yerechai, Al Kain le Yoichu b'nei Yisrael, it's gira nosha, asher al kaf ha-yoreach ad ha-yoim hazeh, ki noga b'kaf yarech Yaakov b'gira nosha. That's why we don't even get a nosha. Gira nosha, which I just heard before, is the sciatic nerve. So it's the nerve that sits right over there by the Yerech. So that's why we're not allowed to eat the Gid Anosha, because Yaakov got hit. So there's a lot of shilas over here, whether it was only to B'nai Yaakov, was it to B'nai Yisrael also, did the mitzvah change after Har Sinai or not. But we're not going to get involved with that. We're going to get involved with something a little bit different. The Gid Anosha itself, really, is a big chiddush, the idea of Gid Anosha. There's a little different halachas that come about with Gid Anosha. So just to give you a little taste of why Gid Anosha is a little bit different, is that normally we know if you have, let's say, a piece of Issa that falls into Heter. Okay, let's say you have a drop of milk that falls into a pot of meat. So we know that the halacha is that there's a concept called Balta B'Shishim. It's only a little bit, and there's Shishim, there's 60 times more meat than there is milk. So therefore, we know that piece, drop of milk, is going to be bottom. There are specific instances where we don't use the shisha. And this really begins in the Taruva Simen Kuf through Kuf Dalad, through Kuf Gimel, where it talks about specific cases where we do not say bottom of shisha. We're talking about Gid Anosha. So one of these instances where we don't say something's bought to a shishim is by Gid Anosha. And that's really in Simen Kuf. It starts off with the idea called beria. Something that's a beria, which is a creation really by itself, with some different elements. I mean, Kipshuta, the simple beria is like an ant. If an ant falls into a taruvus of something, a taruvus of heter, so we don't say if there's shishim times the ant, then it'll be bottled. We say once the ant's in the taruvus, you're out of luck. We're not going to say shishim, it's never going to be bottled. So another form of beria, right away it says here, Gid Anosha. This is in Simen Kuf, Sif Aleph. Beria, which is like namala or aif tame, the Gid Anosha. Also Gid Anosha is considered a beria. So Gid Anosha is also interesting, it's never going to be bottled. However, in the same vein, there's a kula by Gid Anosha. And the kula is that a Gid Anosha is, since it's just a nerve, it doesn't give any time. So, if, for example, let's say you have a Gid Anosha that falls into a taruvus, falls into a mixture, and then you remove the mixture. It's on the fire, it's boiling up. So normally what happens is like this. So you have a piece of meat that drops into milk, and everything's boiling hot. And then you take the meat out of the milk. So you should be okay, right? Because you got rid of the taruvus. The answer is no, because there's something called tam. But you say tam keker, right? Tam is a big problem. And we assume that the amount of tam from the meat went into the milk, even though you remove the actual mamashas of the meat. Okay? By Gid Anosha, it's not like that. Gid Anosha, there's no tam. Okay? So there's a few different instances where we have beria, and Gid Anosha is included in beria that it has. Number one, it's never bottle, and number two, it doesn't have time. So really, it's a big chiddush that it's awesome that beria is really awesome that you get malchus on it. You even get malchus if you eat a Gid Anosha, right? The Mishnah in Tali Bavim and Aleph in Chulin says like this: Ha'oichol migid hanosha kezayis soifig arboy. You get 40 malchus, which means it's a daraisa. You're being over a lav daraisa. You get 40 malchus. That is if you eat a kezayis from a Gid Anosha. So you have a very big Gid Anosha. It depends on the size of the animal. Right? Some are bigger, some are smaller. So let's say you eat a kezayis from the Gid Anosha, you get 40 malchus. But if you And if you eat it, achlai ve'ein by kezayis, let's say you eat the whole gilanasha, but there's no kezayis, it's a small gilanasha, you're also going to be chayv. Why are you going to be chayv? Normally you have to eat a kezayis of viser in order to get malchus. So Rashi says, you know why you're chayv? Because of beria. Since gilanasha is considered a beria, beria gives it a special chashivas, so therefore you're going to be over. So there's two eifanim, and how you're going to be over if you eat a gilanasha. Number one, if you eat a kezayis of a big gilanasha, or if you eat the entire gilanasha, even though it's less than the kezayis. In both cases, you're going to get malchus. Now, we also just spoke about that gilanasha, there's no tam. Right? And not only, just to speak out, not only does it mean that it doesn't give tam. Ein begidim, the nice and tam. Gidim do not give tam. So not only is do gidim not give tam, you would think that maybe gid tastes like something, but it doesn't have the strength to transmit tam into something else. So, but that's not true because there's a gemara that says that that Ula says that it's like an eitz. It's mamish like eating wood. That's what eating a gilanasha is. So there's no tam at all in a gilanasha. The reason why I'm harboring on this tam business is because like this. I'm just trying to bring out the chiddush here. The Gemara in Pesachim says that normally the only way to be aser, this is chav dalad mabez, in Pesachim, the only way to be aser, kol yisurin shabataira, amr vamr v'yechanan, kol yisurin shabataira, ein lichen aleihen, ela derech achilasan. It has to be derech achilasan. Derech achilasan means that you taste it. It has to be that you're tasting something. That's how we eat. We eat something so we can taste it. We don't eat something so there's no, we don't eat dirt just to be full. Right, we when we're eating food, it has to have a certain tam in it. So this a whole concept of gilanasha, that it's aser, that it's aser to eat, even though there's no tam, is really a tremendous chiddush. Okay, there's a reason why I'm saying it's a tremendous chiddush. Well, we'll get to that. But okay. So let's go with this prima gadim. There's a prima gadim that has a shayla like this. The shaila is, what about if you have chatzi shir? You have a chatzi shir of a gilanasha. So let's say you have a big gilanasha. You're not eating the small gilanasha, because if you eat a small gilanasha, even though it's less than the kezayis, you're going to be chayav because it's a berry. Let's say you have less than a kezayis. So what's normal with the halacha?
The shaila of chatzi shir is also material.
So normally you have a regular isser. Normally, all these serve, you're only going to be get malchus if you have a kezayis. What about if you have less than a kezayis? So, Benny just said, chatzi shir asur min hatayir, right? So, does that concept apply to beria?
To
get anasha? To get anasha into beria. Let's say get anasha, because that's what you're doing. Does that apply to get anasha? This is the prima gadim, simen in Yerdeya, simen samachay, sif cotton.
Is berry considered a shear, or that's something else?
So it depends. If you're eating, if it's a big gilanasha, so then you have to have a kezayis of it. If it's a small gilanasha, then it doesn't have to be a kezayis.
What's berry doing? Berry has a finished berry.
What berry does is that it makes it a chashivas. It gives it a chashivas that normally you accomplish with getting a kezayis of something. Kezayis of Isser, all it's doing is it's making it chashiv.
Right.
Now that it's chashiv, the Torah is going to give you malchus.
Right.
But of course, it's going to be Usser before. Of course, it's going to be Usser for you to eat, even if it's less than kezayis, so you're just not going to get malchus anymore.
Right.
So Shaila is, what about Gidanasha, less than a shir? So why not? Chatzi shir asur min hatayir, right? So what's the reason why chatzi shir asur min hatayir?
Or be less than a shir by Gidanasha?
Let's say you have a very big gilanasha,
right.
and normally, so the only way to be over is if you eat a kezayis,
right.
And now you want to have half a kezayis, yeah? So now, can I eat that half a kezayis? Or let's say I eat that half a kezayis, and then I eat another half a kezayis later. Is that a problem? Okay, so normally we know chatzi shir asur min hatayir. So why in the world would gilanasha be any different? So this is what the prima gadim explains. The Gemara in Yuma is where it's talking about chatzi shir asur min hatayir. Starts from Ayin Gimel on the Beis. the beginning of the parak, Yom Kippurim, Aser, and it goes to Ayin Aleph Aleph, where it says Gufa, refers back to Machlokes that we brought earlier. It says like this. Chatzi Sheir, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Aser Min HaTayra, Rish Lakish Amar Mutter Min HaTayra. Okay, so there is a sheet that holds Chatzi Sheir as Mutter Min HaTayra. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, we don't pass like that, right? Obviously, but Rabbi Yochanan Amar Aser Min HaTayra, Kivan the Chazi Litzterufei Yisura Ka'achal. Because since it's Chazi Litzterufei, what does it mean Chazi Litzterufei? Because it's right to combine into a kazayas, right? So, Chayr, you should have the same thing by Giranasha, right? Even if you have less than a kazayas, since it can combine together to meet a kazayas, it should be a problem, right? Why still, right? Still, what's the shaila? So the Prima Gazim has interesting. He says, no, it's not so possible. Because there's two ways to learn Chazi Litzterufei, right, Shlomo? There's two ways to learn. Either Chazi Litzterufei means like this. We're worried that maybe if we let you eat half a gazayas, so the Pasha way is like this. We're afraid that if you eat half a gazayas, since you can go ahead afterwards and eat another half a gazayas, so then they're Chazi Litzterufei and you're gonna be like. The other child is that no, we're afraid that not that you're having half a gazayas and then another half a gazayas later, is that if we let you have half a gazayas, you're gonna end up eating a whole gazayas in one shot. That's what we're afraid of. Okay? So now, if the pshat is, so he says like this. He says, it could be that since beria, since giranosh is such a chiddush, that it's going to be, that you're going to be over if you eat a kezayis. So maybe, since it's such a chiddush, so then less than a kezayis, you're not going to be over. Why? So he brings a gemara from Chulin Daf Kuv Gimel on the base. Kulindav Kuv Gimel Levei says like this, Eber Menachai. Okay? You have Eber Menachai. We're getting into all these Geshmak of that, right? If you have Eber Menachai, and so normally, how much do you have to eat from Eber Menachai to be over? Kazayas, right? Kazayas. Kazayas is the magic amount. So you have to have a kazayas. Let's say you cut it in half. Okay? And you have half of the Eber for breakfast, and 3 minutes later you get hungry again, and you have the rest of the kazayas. Okay? Is it mitzvah or not?
How long
do you need achila?
Let's say within kedusha.
Okay. Is it eber achai different than any other thing that's
also? So is it? I mean, let's say it's not. If it's not any different, then of course it would be mitzvah, right? So the Gemara says it's not mitzvah. No, it's not mitzvah. It's not mitzvah.
Of course, it's a machlokes. What is it again?
If you have half of Eber Menachai, you take half of Kazayas, and you eat it, and then you have another half of Kazayas slowly. So what's the is it mitzarif to? So the Gemara says it's not. You know why? Because since Eber Menachai is such a big chiddush, so it's only going to be Aser if you eat a Kazayas straight.
Why is it such a chiddush?
Because it doesn't, yeah, because normally, this is what Rashi says. Here.
That's not there.
Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Let's read Rashi. Mimitztarfi lechiyuve kechol shari surim. The kaimel of the mitztarfi shiurai lechetzah. We know that all the other shiurim, it's always mitztar. Besoich kedei achilas pras, right? Of course, it has to be within a kedei achilas pras. And we can speak about that, but everybody knows that. That's why I didn't say it out. The paragraph of the Yom. Idilma, listen to this. This is Rashi. Kivan de chirishu, to hagidim ve'atzama is da alma loy mechai v'layu. Normally, when you have any iser, gidim and atzamais are not mitzar. You're not going to be chayiv for eating gidim and atzamais. Ve'hacha mechayiv. Here you are going to be chayiv. Ve'ema ein lecha boy elochidusha. We would say that you only have the chiddush. What is the chiddush? The chiddush is that if you eat gidim and atzamos, you're going to be over the isra of eber menachai. But what's eating? Normally, in all of Shas, eating is a kazayis. So now, yeah, we know chatzi shir asim natayir and it's chazi litzrufe and all this gishmak alamdes. But lemaisa, when you have something that's such a big chiddush, to say that ivarim and gidim, that if you eat these things that have no taste and nobody eats gidim and atzamos, and you eat these things anyway, and the Torah still says you're chayiv, the achilo that the Torah is going to be the aser is a kizayim. Nothing less. And it's not going to be mitzvah.
Meaning, any even chati shir with the achilas, with the
right.
What's it has to be one.
It has to be one achila, and achila is a kizayis.
You have a chati shir, and then a second later you have a second chati shir, that's kanachilas chat pras, and then that's considered eating a kizayis.
So, according to this, it seems that you have to have it in one shot. Achila is eating it one kizayis at one shot, putting the whole kizayis in your mouth.
Yeah, but that's.
That's what seems like Rashi. So therefore, that's the shaila by Eivor Menachai. By Eivor Menachai, do you have to eat the whole kezayis in one shot, or do we say no? It's chazil tzurufa like every chatzi shir also menatayr.
Well, all other eating is kedei achilas pras. So that, like, if you have chametz, half a shir, and then a second later, the second half of the shir. You're considered as if you ate a kezayis
exactly.
of chametz, right?
Exactly, because it's because chatzis shir also
why
matera.
Is that different here?
Because since here is such a chiddush, that's what Rashi's saying. It's such a chiddush because gidim and atzamas, you're never over. It's never an issur to eat gidim and atzamas.
Isn't chametz a chiddush too?
Well, I don't know. It's chametz a chiddush.
Well, the Torah comes along and it tells you that we don't want you to eat.
Yeah, that you eat normally. You eat normally chametz. Can you also yeah, so
in the svara of Ein Ba'al Chidusha, so no matter which way you learn Chazal, it's true. Would
right
mean that because that would not be us. Wouldn't make a difference.
Okay, because it doesn't have to be a chila proper.
So that's he's saying. Rashi's saying, is it the pshat like it's all like all yisurim, like you said, like by chametz and by all yisurim, it's always mitzarif dilma. Kima the chiddushu, the gidim atzamis amalai mechayev alai v'hachem mechayev ve'ein ma'ein lechavela mechidushoi. V'chi achol v'bas achas mechayev, the stam achilo v'bas achas mashma. Avol chatzoyim loy. Stam achilo, when the Torah says achilo, it's talking about bas achas. Now it could be, you know, you don't have to put the whole gezayis in your mouth in one shot. It could be. Could be you can put it in a second later. That's all considered about sakas. That could be.
That's exactly what I mean.
It could be, but
that's how you differentiate between.
What's Rashi? But it has to be basakas. So whoever you want to define basakas,
less than
kedei chos pas. For sure less than the kedei chos pas. For sure less. Even less than the
chos dishes. Everything else only requires kedei chos pas.
Right.
This requires a shorter time. Right.
Yeah. Now, interesting, according to Rashi, according to Rashi, in this Eivor Menachai handle, that if you eat half, like this Eivor Menachai handle, you eat half a gezayis, and then you eat a second later half a gezayis, that's the shayla according to Rashi. Okay, Zok Tosfos over here, just pointing it out. Tosfos says, it's mashma from Rashi, let's say you split it, and put them both in your mouth at the same time. Like Rashi, what would the halacha be in that case? So it sounds like from Rashi saying no. Since Rashi said first you ate one and then you ate the other one, that's the only shaila. But if you do it together, that's considered eating basakas. Like Taisus says, no. Taisus is learning the whole shaila. Listen to this, Chiddush. He says even if you split it and you put both in your mouth at the same time, that's not called achila. Taisus says achila is eating a whole connected kezayis in your mouth in one shot. So therefore, he says Eivor Menachai.
And you have to swallow it one time.
Yeah, well...
Because otherwise you can't chew
according to that. Ain based on Leo Max, like, yes, I swallowing it maybe. But the point is that the hall has to be connected. You can't even split it and put it in your mouth. I don't know exactly if you're chewing it, if you're swallowing it, maybe it's not going to be that you're swallowing it. But that's Tyson's Chiddush. You hear this Chiddush? That's not...
Achila in general?
He says that stam achila is putting
it because
this is yeah
is to have the piece together
the whole piece together in your mouth. That's how he says. So therefore, you split it and put them both in your mouth. That you're not going to be over.
So he's saying that by Eivor Menachai.
This is what he's talking. This is Gemara by Eivor Menachai.
Oh, because
is this applying this concept to everything?
No, because usually you can, like you said, usually as long as you eat with the kedei achilas pras, you're okay. Okay, so the Prima Gadim wants to know like this: is the pshat chazilut terufe? Is the pshat chazilas terufe that we're afraid that you're going to be mistarif? So that if you have you'll have half a gezayis now, and with kedei and beside kedei achilas pras, you have another half a gezayis, and they're going to be mistarif, right? But if that's the pshat, but if it's like Eivor Menachai, you can have half a gezayis today, and within 2 minutes have another half a gezayis, and you're still okay, you're not over anything, because since it's such a chiddush, so since it's such a chiddush, you're not going to be over. You have to eat a whole kezayis in one shot. So if the whole vart of chatzi shir asim na taira is that you're going to have chatzi shir now, and 10 seconds later you're going to have another chatzi shir, so, and you want to say that it's the same thing as Avraham Chai, so then there's no din of chatzi shir asim na taira by Gila Nasha also. The same way, the same reason there's no chatzi shir by Avraham Chai. Right, because that's what I was telling you before, how such a chiddush Gila Nasha is. It doesn't have any tam, and there's beria. It's a whole siman and shulchan aruch.
So it'll be the same thing because ain't bayal chiddushay.
Yeah, same thing. Ain't lechal bayal chiddushay. So here's that's the prima gadam shaila. Shaila, do we say but if the vart is that we're afraid that you're going to eat the whole thing in one shot. Then there's a problem by Gila Nasha also, because we're afraid you're going to eat the whole thing in one shot. I don't know. Yevam Nechai, maybe it's just a local din by Yevam Nechai for some reason. Yevam Nechai
what?
Yevam Nechai would be a local lima by Yevam Nechai. You can't let it out there. He would say that Yevam Nechai, right, for some reason, the Gemara over here is saying that there's no problem of eating it separately.
Right.
Right? Because of Chidusha or whatever. But maybe you can't say that to Barry by yourself.
But Gidon Rashi, you said, is also a big chiddush.
Gidon Rashi is a big chiddush. But would you say the same one to say, the same way you say to Gidon Rashi or not?
No, what's the chiddush?
I don't know. Maybe you can't. Maybe Ibn Achai is a bigger chiddush. I don't know. Maybe you can't learn it up from Ibn Achai. He's coming from the other side. He's coming, if you look at Chatzi Shir Asim and HaTayra, let's go that way. If chatzis shir asim na taira, if the reason is that we're afraid you're going to have half a shir now and half a shir in another minute, and it's kibsay chidei achilas pras, then he says that then you'd be able to say that the same way Avraham Chai doesn't have that cheshbon, right? Because you have to have the whole shir in 1 second. So too, Gidon Rashi.
You have to have it in 1 second.
You have to have the whole kazayis, whatever. They have the whole kazayis in one achilas.
So that you have to have in one achilas, doesn't that every yisur?
No, every yisur is just as long as it's beside chilas pras.
But over here,
it has to be the achila. Normally, achila is a kezayis. There's this chiddush that says no. As long as it's within the kedei chilas pras, so then it's going to be.
Is it
dafkum v'asachas? In the chavel chiddush. Since it's such a chiddush that gidim and atzamas is going to be also. So yeah, I'm saying that gidim nash is. I don't know if you can learn it. I don't know if the prima gadam is saying you have to learn it out. But you could learn it out, and once we're learning out, if the svar of chatzis shir asim na taira is because of the chazil tzurufi, they're going to eat half a shir now and half a shir in another minute, then he says that you can say that there's no problem of chatzis shir by Gidon Rashi.
It's the same chiddush as Eivor. You're saying the chiddush of Eivor is that he's chayav and
Gidon Rashi. I know. I hear. This is the prima gadam shayla. I hear.
So it's not what the prima gadam is saying. There would be.
You're saying that the mamar shach. It should be like Avraham Chai. Who cares? Right. I don't care what you learn, how you learn chatzis shir.
What did you just say? The prima gadam said that if
that's prima gadam shaila. Says that
he's toiling in the two svaras.
Yeah, that's what he says. Yeah, if you say that chatzis shir matir is a var that we're afraid you're going to eat half a shir and another half a shir besides chidei chilas pras, then it won't be negev by beria by Gidon Rashi. But if the var is that we're afraid you're going to eat the whole thing in one shot, so then, and maybe he's even applying it to Avraham Chai. I have to look at it a little more carefully. Maybe he's saying that even by Avraham Chai would be a problem with chatzis shir asim na taira. Maybe even by Avraham Chai. Because if we're nervous, yeah, now it's sounding better. If we're nervous that you're going to eat the whole, yeah, you're right. If you're nervous, you're going to eat the whole thing in one shot. So what's the difference between Avraham Chai or not? Or Gidon Rashi. If we're afraid you're going to eat a kezayis in one shot, so then which is the yisur. So then it'll apply to everything. But once you say that, so then maybe you can say Ibn Achai is different, Gidon Rashi is different, and maybe some other things are going to be different also. Okay? So that's his shayla. That's prima gadam shayla. Good? Benny is good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Well, why are we considering, by the way, I'm sure it's defined as a chiddush, but why are we considering Avraham Chai such a chiddush? It's one of the Zion mitzvahs, meaning.
Right, no, the achila part is such a chiddush because nobody. It's such a chiddush that if you eat gidim and atzamais, it'll be mistarf tashir. Normally, if I say you can't eat a piece of nevela, and you eat the bones, you're not going to be over for eating a kazayis of bones of nevela.
Because it's not
a chiddush. Because that's not like you're eating. It's like you're eating dirt. Right. But Ibn Ben Achai, you eat gidim and atzamais, it's going to be a problem.
That's the concept itself necessarily. We're not arguing the concept itself. Gila Nasha is definitely more of a Kiddush than Eir Ben Achai is when you talk about where it came
from. Well, I don't know if it's a bigger Kiddush, but the point is that eating Gidin, eating Atzamais, eating these type of things, like, normally it's not considered a Achila. No, it's good.
Any bad tasting trade food would not be an issue?
So that's the difference. I mean, if let's say it gets spoiled,
yeah,
is that your question?
It gets spoiled or you hate the taste.
Yeah, so if it gets, not if you hit the taste. Not if you hit the taste. But if the chetza itself, if the chetza gets so spoiled that nobody would eat it, then you're not like, right. Well, I mean, I think there's a different, there's actually a little less of a, share because it says Roy Lager, actually.
What about eating Caleb? If it tastes bad, you're not over?
Well, if you eat chaylev raw, let's say, if you eat chaylev raw, you're not over. Yeah, only if you eat chaylev the way it's supposed to be. Yeah, not that it tastes good, but the chatzah.
Derech hachilas, like you said.
Right, derech hachilas.
Derech hachilas means that it has to have a good taste.
Right, it has to be the way that you eat it, the way that people eat it. Mm-hmm. If you just take a chunk out of a cow and eat it, then you know if it wouldn't be very menachai, there wouldn't be a problem. Okay. So now let's get to this Gemara in Shavuos. This is Gishmat. The Gemara in Shavuos, Chav Beis Lebeis, it says like this. There's a Shaila. Guy makes a Shavua, Shalai Oichel Chartzen. Chartzen is seeds of grape seeds. Okay? You know it from Nazir, which we're going to get to in a second. So Shavua Shalai Oichel Chartzen, the Kama. The guy makes a Shavua, he's not going to eat a Chartzen. So how much does he mean when he says, I'm making a Shavua, I don't want to eat a Chartzen? Even the Mesachal the Taruvis Daitek his eyes. Since the way that you eat Chartzen, the way Chartzen is eaten, is if you mix it up, it's like made in a salad, seeds. You don't eat seeds straight. But you have it in a salad or you have it in some Taruvis. So since the way that you normally eat Chartzen is within a Taruvis, within a Kazayas, so therefore his Das was on. Yeah, well, I meant that what I eat Chartzen with, like, you know, salads or, you know, cake, whatever I put my Chartzen in. Like Dilma, Kivan Deloy Be'ene. Since nobody eats chartzen by itself, daite amashu. When he says chartzen, I mean nobody eats chartzen. So I don't mean a kazayis of chartzen. I mean even less than a kazayis, because no, that's what I mean. I meant when I'm talking about chartzen by itself, nobody eats chartzen. So I'm not. I don't mean to aser a whole kazayis of chartzen. Who eats? I'm talking about even asering less. Gemara says take. Okay, chartzen is not in itself. Nobody eats chartzen. Seeds. You don't eat chartzen. Boy Ravashi, now here's the Shiloh. Nazir Sha'amar Shvua Shlei Oichel Chartzen. Okay, now a Nazir. A Nazir that says he makes a Shvua, he's not going to eat grape seeds. Okay? So what does he mean? Bekama, how much does he mean to Aser? The Kivan the Kezayis Yisur Daraisahu, Ki Kamashtaba Ahateira Kamashtaba. When he makes a Shvua on the Chartzen, is he making a Shvua on what the Torah did not Aser on him already? A Nazir is already Aser on the Chartzen, right? But the Torah only asks you on a kezayis of chartzen. The Torah only works with kezayis. So when he makes a shvua, he's going further than the Torah, right? Maybe that's what he means. Not the Torah. Idil makiva damid of shloy oichol daite kezayis. No, he says I'm not going to eat. What's eating? Eating is kezayis. Eating is always a kezayis. So is the when he said the word achila, he means a kezayis, or does he mean that since the Torah already asked him a kezayis, so what's he? Are you already mushba ba'imid, right? You already. So obviously he's making a shvua. What's the heter? What's heter is less than a kazayas. Okay, that's the Gemara Shaila.
But if it means a kadaita kazayas, then it would be chal, no?
Because what is it? Right. Is it a shvua like chal? Is it a shvua?
I'm thinking about
that. Is what?
Is it a shvua or not? That's the answer.
Oh, is it? I mean, is it a shvua or chal? Yeah. So I mean, the question is what his intention is.
Right. Okay.
We don't know.
Okay. Trying to remember what the thing was. Now, the Prima Godin said he had two shilas of what chatzi shir osam in a Torah is, right? Oh, this is the kasha. Beautiful. Taisus has a kasha right here, yeah? Taisus has a kasha. Kazayas has a Torah? Chatzi shir osam in a Torah. What do you mean? The guy is having in mind less than the kazayis. Why? Because the kazayis is also mitaraisa. Right? In fact, Taisa, what? Kazayis also mitaraisa? Chazi shir, also mitaraisa also. So, wait, what's this whole chashbin? Right? What's the whole chashbin? You hear the kasha? That's like fractisis. That's the bomb kasha. So let me ask you a question.
Yeah, chazi shir is only out because chazi is surfe.
Yeah, I know. So.
It's not the bats and mister, it's not the
says it straight out.
What about chazi shir asmer rice? Chazi shir asmer
tiger. So the isser he has in his mind is what the Torah's isser is also.
It's good. But the Torah is going to give you malchus for your sin.
And it's saying, right, yeah, because I'm saying the chatzis shir is only out because then you might come to do the real.
But chatzis shir is also in a Torah, right?
I'm asking, I hear both ways.
Yeah. Okay. You're just saying that maybe the guy's kabbana.
Kazayis, right.
Is because the chatzis
shir is only out. Again, no, I'm saying the chatzis shir is only because you might be mitzarif to kazayis. The real isser is out kazayis. Chatzis
shir
is also because you might come to
Kazayis. But the Torah made both also. Just the Torah only gave you malchus for Kazayis. Yeah? As I for Taisis, so let me ask you a shayla. Like the way the Prima Gadam's learning, is this a kasha? Let's like the Prima Gadam's learning that Avram and Achai is a chiddush and Barry is a chiddush, and therefore Chatzis shir is not going to be also. Can we apply that to over here or not? Chartzin. I mean, a little akdom when I was talking about chartzen, right? I said chartzen is not something that you eat. You can't eat chartzen. Normal people don't eat chartzen. You don't eat chartzen by itself.
But there's no isser on it.
So there would be no chatzis shir here either.
Oh, so like that prima gadim, you say, what's the whole kasha here? What's Taisa's kasha chatzis shir also in the Torah? There's no chatzis shir over here because since chartzen, the whole chartzen is not something that people eat. You don't eat chartzen. So a chartzen that a nazir is usher to eat would only be on a kazayas. Nobody eats chartzen.
It's a little bit of a stretch. I'm saying because chartzen is roi l'achila. It's not.
Is it roi
l'achila? Yeah. If you
put
it
into what's not, you're not eating it.
Also, it's explicit.
You eat it in the tarubis. I don't know if chartzen by itself is edible.
It's not edible, or
it's like dirt. I don't know. Is dirt edible?
But what else would you put it?
Chartzen is explicit. Yeah.
Explicit isser for nazir.
I know it's specifically also for the right, but when the Torah asks, yeah.
So maybe it's a different category to sushi.
But it's still Kiddush. I'm saying berry is also, Gidon Nash is also us.
It still falls into the category.
Yeah.
So anything that's Usher explicitly is a Kiddush, like the Vela or Pasuk Bachal, that's
it. It could. No, well, the Vela is not a Kiddush. Only something itself, like when you don't have it by any other Yisur, like Gidim and Atzamais, Chartzen is something that's not edible. It's not. People don't eat the chartzen.
You see, the only reason why chartzen is us is really for nazir is
because of the wine, the wine connection, exactly. The whole wine connection, that's why they make chartzen us. But of course, it's only going to be us and mitaraisa. And it's only going to be us or kazayis. Less than a kazayis, like the prima donna, you can say that this whole chartzen is not fair. Yeah, that they're only us and a kazayis. That's what the Gemara has the whole shayla. Now the only thing is like this, that the Rambam paskins, this is what I'm going to leave you with. Rambam Paskin, before I get to the Tarek, so if you want, Rambam Paskin's that, so according to the way we were just saying in the Prima Gadim, would it be Mitzarev? Let's say a Nazir has half a Gezayas of Chartzen. And then, Kesach Kedei Echidosh Pasi has another half a Gezayas of Chartzen. Would it be Mitzarev? No, right? The way the Prima Gadim is learning that it's not Mitzarev, right? The whole Svar is that you have to have a Gezayas, but anything that's a Chiddush, anything that's not normally eaten, Gidim and Atzamais are not normally eaten, so when Torah Asr is only going to Asr a Kazayas. Chatzis Shir is never going to be Asr. So would half a Chartzen, half a Kazayas of Chartzen, be Masarf, another half a Kazayas of Chartzen? So if you're learning like the Prima Gadim, no, right? The Rambam Paskins it is. Okay, the Rambam Paskins it is Masarf.
On what basis?
Can you say that the only reason why there's a Chiddush by the other two is that Beri is Usher, and over here it's not? Therefore, it's
what? The reason why?
By Chartzen, the Beri is not, it's not a Beri, right? So yeah. The other two, therefore, it's not a Chiddush.
Why? Because Chartzen is not a Beri?
Yeah.
I know, but Chartzen...
I understand what's going behind it, but it still doesn't have the other two... Other two has, it's not...
It doesn't have time yet.
Right.
But I'm saying the whole thing by Gidon Nash, it doesn't have time, right?
Right.
And therefore, like, the whole Derech HaChilosin is a Chiddush, because normally Derech HaChilosin is only if it has time. Or Derech HaNa'asin, whatever, it's normally the time. Charsin also. I mean, Charsin is not.
That's
not. No. So. Okay. So the Rambam paskins, I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Rambam paskins that Charsin is mitzar. Okay, half a Charsin mitzar. Now, if he holds that it is mitzarev, what should he hold by Gidon Ashen? Is it mitzarev? If he holds Chartzin is mitzarev, that means you're not learning like the Prima God, right? You're not learning like this. So you're saying Chasi Shirasim Nataira. You're not learning, you're not buying this whole Chiddush, and therefore it's only going to be Asa in the Chadushah, you're only going to be Asa Kazayas. You're not buying that whole train of thought. So if you hold that a Chartzin, if you hold Chartzin is mitzarev, should Gidon Ashen be mitzarev?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Ram, the Paskins, Gidonosh is not Mistarv, and Charsin is Mistarv.
Right, because he's making that decision based on something else.
He's not telling us. That's what I'm asking you for, yeah.
That's
your job.
There's another reason that he's...
So he's not buying the Prima God in the shop, but still he says that that Charsin is Mistarv, but Gidonosh is not Mistarv. So I need to know why by Gidonosh...
What are Charsin again?
Charsin are the seeds. Grape seeds. Like grape seeds.
Grape would be the skin.
It's not a...
But the Rambam says clearly that by Gidon Ashen, if you eat Chatzit Zayis and Danot Chatzit Zayis, it's not Mitzvah.
I believe so. I have it here. That's my
phone. So exactly what the
Gemara says. Last night, I think I saw that.
Exactly what the Gemara says by Yibim and Achai, the Rambam applies clearly to...
But does the Rambam say that clearly?
That's what you just said.
Yeah, that's right. What I'm saying.
The same thing the Gemara says by Yibim and Achai, the Rambam says clearly by Gidon Ashen too.
Right. That's not Mitzvah. I don't know if he makes the connection. He just says not Mitzvah. But here, but by Chartzin is Mitzarev. If I'm not, if you want to look at the Hilchos Machlokes source, Perek Aleph Gimel. Okay, so I just want to say a little vart on the parsha. I have about 30 seconds. Now I was going to say a vart, but then I was talking to somebody last night, and I heard an unbelievable vart. So I have to say this vart over, and that is that we know Yaakov said Malachim to Esav, and he said right the famous words in Love and Garti. All right, so Garti is the same letters as Taryag. In love and garti, so Rashi says what? In love and harasha garti, the tayag mitzvah shamarti, v'loy lemadati m'maisav harav. I heard this from Mr. Blumenkopf last night. I had to give him credit. And I decided it's better than the part that I was going to say. So, and he said the name of Rabbi Blau, who said in the name of Rabbi Meir Shapiro. Okay? So now I got everybody, I'm going to bring the gula closer. It'll be great. So the question is, Rashi says...
It's going to be that much harder for us to say it over when we want to say it over.
So Rashi says, in love and Rosh Agarti, v'tayag mitzvah shamarti, v'loy limadati mimaisav haroi. Right? It sounds like a little redundant. Tayag mitzvah shamarti, v'loy limadati mimaisav haroi. Of course, if you kept the 613 mitzvahs, then obviously you're not learning from love. Right? What's the two things here? Tayag mitzvah shamarti, v'loy limadati mimaisav haroi. So he says like this. I tell you a mice that I heard said that somebody was having a lot of yisurim. This guy, and he traveled to go to a rebbe to ask him, he's having so much yisurim. Mamash like is the Ernst Yid. He says yisurim right and left and right and left. Yisurim. So he wants to go to the rebbe. He says, what's going on? Like, is my mazel? Is this? Should I do this? Should I bring go to the mikveh? Like, what's going on with me? So he's in the room, the waiting room. He just traveled. It was like a few hundred years ago. We had to travel by wagon. He's traveling, and he gets there into the room, and he's waiting. And his turn's going to be in a few turns, but he's so exhausted. He was traveling this whole time by himself that he just falls asleep. In his sleep, he sees like this. He sees that he's in Shemayim, and he's getting his judgment. And they say, okay, bring out all the mitzvahs. And you see, he's got like a whole truck's full of mitzvahs coming. And he's noticing that all the mitzvahs, they look frail and weak. And he's got a pendulum. He put them all on the scale. And he says, okay, now let's see the guy's averus. So they bring the averus. And he's got, so 20, 30, not like major averus. But the averus are huge. And they're like plump and they're well fed. And they put them on the scale. And the scale starts to tip. The guy's getting nervous. And then He's like, okay, so, all right, well, what should we do next? Okay, well, maybe he had some Yisurim. So let's bring these Yisurim. So we bring these Yisurim and start piling it on the good side. And it starts to start to level back up. And then right when it's about level, that you should have no more Yisurim. And the scale looks like about even. So then, and then at that point he wakes up. and he's about to go to the Rebbe, and he says, don't worry about it, I'm okay, the Yisurim are fine, and he leaves, right? So they say him here, he says, you know, you see, guys can do hundreds and hundreds of mitzvahs, but the mitzvahs you do, they aren't so, you know, they're not the same. When you do an Aveira, you do it with all the geschmack, with all the zvizas, with all the zahiras, and you do it with all the way, the right kavanas, that you do with the... So that's what he was saying. He was saying, no, he wasn't saying that tarik mitzvah shamarti v'lo yimati ma'aseh v'ro'im. He's saying that he's giving himself techacha. He's saying, tarik mitzvah shamarti, but v'lo yimati ma'aseh v'ro'im, I didn't learn from Lavan's bad ma'aseh how to do mitzvahs. If I had to learn from him how to do mitzvahs, then I would be much more beteach. Be much more beteach coming to fight Esav. If I would do the mitzvahs, my mitzvahs like Lavan does his aveiros. That's his tarik mitzvah shamarti, v'loili madati mi ma'aseh v'ro'im. I didn't learn from his ma'aseh how to do the mitzvahs.
If only he would have talked to the Rebbe, he would have had that many more yisurim.
Because then he would have been an oni too.
You read that from Rabbi Lau?